Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Since 1995, the art rock band Cloud Cult has been a mainstay of the Minneapolis indie scene. The band is known for their orchestral textures and a live show that includes two onstage painters. Cloud Cult joins us today in the Soundcheck studio to perform songs and make a painting from their new concept album called Light Chasers, arriving after a series of darker albums colored by the death of lead singer Craig Minowa's young son. This record was inspired by the birth of a new child last year. We'll hear from Craig, but first, here's the band with a song. The group is Cloud Cult, and this song is The Invocation, You'll Be Bright, live on Soundcheck.
Masterpiece and every invention.
They're calling your
travel
name.
Safely.
They're calling your
travel
name.
Safely. All the things you love, all the things that may hurt you, all the things you shouldn't do, and all the things you want to.
They're calling your
travel
name.
Safely.
They're calling your
travel
name.
Safely. Stars on the tip of your tongue. You speak poltergeist, but so do I. So do I. So do I. So do I. So do I.
Thank you.
The band is Cloud Cult, and that's a live performance of You'll Be Bright, which is the invocation from the band's new album called Light Chasers. Craig Minowa joining me at the microphone. I'll introduce the rest of the band in a moment. But first of all, Craig, good to have you back on Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
Light Chasers is clearly a concept album. I mean, you know, a lot of the titles have, you know, the invocation, the departure. I mean, there's clearly a narrative unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
What is the concept?
I think we're all seekers and we're all trying to find our God, the afterlife, the purpose, why we're here, the truth. And the whole thing is the search for our meaning here.
Mm-hmm. This song, You'll Be Bright, I mean, it's all second person. You know, it's you and you will be. It's almost as if, I mean, you've got a young son at home. Was this sort of addressed to him before he arrived?
Yeah, definitely. There was kind of two layers that were going on with this particular song. It is the invocation, so it's sort of like the welcoming of the soul into the body and that moment of where you want to send them off into a good life. And at the same time, there was a car accident down the road from us that same week, and the kids passed away in it. And so it was sort of a invocation to their spiritual journey and where they're going now.
So this album has, as you say, these kind of numerous levels of meaning to it. How much did becoming a parent again, and I should mention that your wife Connie is one of the two painters. She's not with us right now. Is she with young Nova?
No, she's babysitting right now.
Okay. So how has that affected the sound, the songwriting process?
I think there's more intention now than there was before as far as wanting to leave a legacy for Nova, and I want to make sure that the lyrics are all something that if my time does end up being short here, that he's got something that he can look back and say, that's what Dad had to say.
And in addition to what you have to say and what you have to play, there is the art aspect of it as well. And Scott West is actually in mid-paint right now. And if you want to get a quick glimpse at what he's up to, we snapped a photo just a few minutes ago of the canvas as it now stands here in the studio. It's on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. And we'll talk to Scott in a moment as well. When we continue, we'll have another live performance from the band Cloud Cult live in the Soundcheck studio.
To a strange world, like a candle, you were meant to share the fire. I don't know where we come from, I don't know where we go, but my arms are made to hold you, so I will never let you go, cause you were born to change this life.
Can't be sung by two. A broken home.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're here with Craig Minowa and the band Cloud Cult, performing songs off their new album, Light Chasers, and also joined by the artist Scott West, who really is a part of the band and paints during the band's live performances. So does Connie Minowa when they perform tonight at the Bell House and tomorrow night at Le Poisson Rouge here in New York. They're performing for us on Soundcheck today, and if you check back later on our website, you can see what's happening here in the studio, both musically and artistically. The song they're going to perform for us now is called Forces of the Unseen. Once again, live on Soundcheck is the band Cloud Cult.
Just just prove this, yeah, you'll see that's just fuel for me to just do this, yeah, you'll see. Yeah, you'll see that's just fuel for me to just do this. Yeah, you'll see.
Cloud Cult is the band live in the Soundcheck studio with Forces of the Unseen, which appears on their new album called Light Chasers. Craig Minowa singing and playing the guitar, Sarah Young playing the cello, Sean Neary playing the bass and a bit of trombone, Shannon Freed the violin, Sarah Elhart at the keyboard and playing French horn, and Arlen Pfeiffer playing the drums. And while they're playing, Scott West is painting. And Scott, just quickly, are you responding on canvas to what Craig and the rest of the band are doing live on stage?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of correlations between music and painting. You know, I see brushstrokes as rhythm. I see, you know, color, hue, and saturation as key signature, and the lyrical content is often dictating the subject matter.
So, that sounds all very abstract, and you would expect kind of abstract paintings, but the big canvas here in the studio right now is shaping up into a kind of human rabbit thing. Was that suggested by a lyric in one of the songs?
Often I'll work within archetypes. One of the great things about the songs that Craig writes is he uses a lot of kind of larger picture themes. And so often
imagery.
Yeah. So I'll take those and kind of interpret them into archetypes and bring them back to some of my personal subject matter that I'm working with in the studio and try and make it universal for the show.
And when is the painting done? When the show ends?
At the end of the show.
Really? Yep. So everything on this canvas, and again, there's a still photo of it on the website already, everything here was done today?
Yes.
Wow, you work fast. All right, so the van must be littered with these things.
Actually, after the show, we do a silent auction, and the idea is the audience gets to take a piece of the show home with them. So we just auction it off to the highest bidder at the end of the show.
Well, and tonight there will be a show at the Bell House in Brooklyn, and then tomorrow night in Lower Manhattan at Le Poisson Rouge. The band is Cloud Cult, and... Craig, congratulations on the new record, Light Chasers.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks for coming in and playing for us.
Thank you.
And painting for us. The
Thank
band
you.
Is Cloud Cult on Soundcheck.